Well, YouTube family, I have a message from the Lord tonight about why the book of Revelation must be fulfilled. And it's difficult. It's really heartrending. Tonight is March the 16th, 2015. And as I came into time with the Lord, it's a really beautiful song that goes on and on and on, and I always get lost in that song with the Lord dancing, and he was so present to me tonight. It was just so sweet and so intimate and so tender and so real. He was so real tonight to me. I believe the name of the song is Jesus, Holy Jesus. It's by Terry McAlmon. And this is what the chorus sounds like. I really encourage you to press in with the Lord because he wants that intimacy with every one of you. And that's what our channel is all about. If you go back to the very beginning of our channel, I have teachings on dwelling prayer, as I call it, and getting intimate with the Lord in prayer. Because that's my heart's desire, is to see all of you connected to him in the way that you're going to be in heaven. As it is in heaven, let it be on earth right now. Anyway, getting back to the message, he was so present tonight, and after a short while, he asked me to turn the music off, and I've been going through some ups and downs the last few days. Why, you know, a feeling that the rapture was very, very soon, and then all of a sudden, losing that sense of urgency, and not feeling that it was going to be very soon, kind of like, you know, oh, well, business as usual. It is strange, you know. I don't know if it's that he energizes us with the, you know, quickness of his coming to keep us going, and then kind of draws back a little to let us rest in that while things are developing, or if he energizes us and encourages us in such a way because it is going to be very, very soon. That's what I believe in my heart of hearts, but I don't have all the answers. Anyway, I asked him tonight, I said, oh Lord, what is it? Sometimes I feel so strongly that you're coming at any moment, and then other days it fades off into the distance, and it's business as usual. He answered me, it's human nature. Well, I don't like it. It's painful not knowing when, really painful. It's painful for me knowing that I have to. I do not want the book of Revelation to be fulfilled, but it has to be so that I can come and rule the earth. It is not my will, but my Father's will that must be done, even though I fully realize the necessity for it all. Nonetheless, it is so very deeply painful to me that these things must come to pass. But they are not meant for your eyes, my love. You don't need to be convinced the way the rest of the world does. My brides have already gathered to my side, awaiting my coming for them. It is the obstinate ones, full of pride, arrogance, self-reliance, and self-satisfaction, blinded by various desires and lusts. They are the ones for which Revelation must be fulfilled. I want to take just a moment here and say there's an issue with the world that I have, you know, partially with my children, because I didn't raise them all the way my former husband did. And it wasn't like we had a sacramental marriage, a marriage where we were both equally yoked. The world was very strong in him. And my children, the world is strong in them too. Except for maybe one of them. And it's very difficult to explain to them why the Lord did so many things that people consider terrible, like killing whole communities of men, women, and children. And very often that's used an excuse by people who sin and say, well, God did this and God did that. He, you know, I can't believe in God because if God is love and God is good, he wouldn't do things like that. I can't tell you how many times I've had to listen to that. And I answer them very much the way the Lord answered me tonight on this issue. So for those of you who think that God is cruel or that it couldn't be God controlling the world, well, you're right about one thing. He doesn't control everything. I mean, he allows and doesn't allow. And so in a sense, that's true. But Satan is the one that gets things going, and man, the will of man. To push the button or not to push the button. It's man's will. To even build the bomb or not build the bomb. It's the will of man. So I know the Lord has intervened many times on the brink of disaster for us, even overriding men's will by circumstance. But it's getting to the point now where the book of Revelation needs to be fulfilled so that the Lord can return and come and reign. So this is what he's going to talk about a little bit tonight. So for those of you who think that God is cruel and don't understand his ways, maybe this will help you to understand. What the Lord is saying here is that for his brides, he doesn't have to fulfill Revelation to get their attention because they've already gathered to his side and are ready to be obedient to him. But for the rest of the world, the controlling world, the ruling elite and what have you, the obstinate ones, full of pride and self-reliance, they have to see the results of their selfishness and the results of their own thinking. I'll continue on now. Wow, Lord, they must be serious hard cases for all you have to go through to convince them. Speaking of the events in Revelation. And he replied, anyone who would use the bowels of the earth to breed dreadful animals, plagues and pestilences such as they have done for control of the world. Well, yes, they need serious attitude adjustments. Nothing short of what I have planned will work for them. Don't you think that the Father and I have pondered all the different options and come up with the least damaging, the least hurtful, the least injurious? Yes, I suppose so, Lord, because I know that's your nature. Although being God, I don't see how you have to ponder. Yes, well, we do have conversations. We truly do. There are so many things to take into consideration. Looking at just one, I gave them clean technology decades ago. Rather, they chose something they could fight over. Selfish ambition is so strong in them that they're totally blind to even their own good and the good of their children. So many of the world's problems revolve around the energy source, and they couldn't accept the free gift of energy. No, they had to suppress that and take the source to make a weapon of war and destruction with it, but deprive mankind of the benefit of the energy, free energy, that I offered them. Do you see how perverted they are? I do, Lord, but it's a shame that innocent mankind must suffer. But mankind is not so innocent. From the highest to the lowliest, pornography, slave labor, sex trade, stealing from the poor what little they have, and the poor stealing from each other. The whole barrel is rotten from the bottom up. It is the selfish nature of man that must be regulated by God. Man cannot regulate man, because he's so prone to corruption, so weak, and easily persuaded to do what is wrong for his own gain. So you see, it must come down to this. I must return and replenish the whole earth, destroying the rot and corruption, pollution and degradation that man has created for himself. It won't be long now. Please hang in there, my little one. It won't be long. I have to admit, you know, that I really, really, really yearned for his coming tonight and to be with him. And I just sat and cried for a few minutes in my at my altar because my little prayer spot, because I miss him so much. I want to be with him so badly. And this world is so messed up. So it was a little word of encouragement when he said, it won't be long. Oh, Jesus, it seems like forever. And every day I grow older and more disillusioned by the burgeoning corruption found everywhere. I know. But I have given you stamina, and you will hold up under these things as you have been. I will not let you fall or collapse. I hold you up, my love. So what do you want to talk about tonight? The necessary consequences. So many attribute to me what should be attributed to man and Satan. That's not fair. I know that. But for some reason, they just can't bring themselves to see how responsible every human on earth is for the approaching consequences. It's like a drunkard who continually blames his problems on others, when in fact his problems have been created by him and him alone. So rather than point out the culprits, it's just easier to blame it on me. Lord, they always cite the way you had the Israelites kill every man, woman, and child as they took over the promised land. Yes, because they were not present when the demons mated with the women, when the babies were offered up into the red-hot brass cauldrons for their god, Moloch, or Satan. They were not present when these little infants screamed the horrors of pain. They were not present when everything they owned was consecrated to Satan. They did not see that a cancerous spiritual disease was implanted in every man, woman, child, and animal. At least the innocent children are in heaven with me. Had they grown up, they surely would be in hell with the rest of their family for torturing and brutally murdering innocent children. There is so much the world doesn't know, the world doesn't see. No, it's much easier just to blame God and go on with a sinful lifestyle, having justified their choices because God is not just or worth listening to or obeying. Not all have this mindset. Some are living a righteous life, but still condemn me for religious wars and the like. They don't see the real set of fingers pulling the strings. But the ones who love me, they do. They recognize the difference between good and evil. They know me well enough to trust that if I lay the sword to a group of people, it is because those people are hell-bent on living for Satan and propagating his way of life. And even at that, the Israelites still embraced pagan ways and even incorporated them into my temple, and thus their downfall. As an aside here, it's been discovered about Solomon's temple, that there were several secret chambers, and the prophets talk about it, where detestable things go on, where they worship detestable things in these chambers in Solomon's temple. Return to what the Lord was saying here. You cannot mix good and evil. They cancel one another out. It was bound to happen that the Pharisees would be crooked because for the sake of money and influence, Solomon and others allowed them to build secret chambers that honored their God. It was bound for destruction with the first pagan woman Solomon took as a wife. Let that be a lesson to you, how one bad apple can ruin the whole barrel. There's nothing quite like the beauty and comfort of a woman. It has shaped the course of history and been the downfall of many a civilization. So when I am blamed for the evil in this world, it is out of ignorance and pride. Man does not know or understand what he has done to himself. And of course, he does not want to be frustrated or corrected, so he pricks against the goad. He blames me to justify his continuing sinful life. This, my love, is why I must fulfill the prophecies in Revelation. Man must see what he has done to himself and where it has finally led him. Nothing I do is out of wrath, in the sense that man experiences wrath. For man, it's retaliation. For me, it's education, painful education. but the bed they made, they must sleep in. Even at that, there are so many things I've prevented that would have been horrendous, but for my mercy, they were negated. So much will become clear to you in heaven. You will come to understand so much. So just be aware of what is coming. It was not my choice. It was theirs. It was not my retaliation. It was their consequences. It was not done out of hatred for man, but out of love, to bring them to their senses. Everything I do has love for its motive. Not one thing is done for any other reason. Even conscripting souls to hell, this is what they wanted. This was their choice to make. Who am I to override their free will? They wouldn't have been happy in heaven anyway. I gave it to man so that he could be free to choose. He could choose good or he could choose evil. What more could I do? I said nothing, absolutely nothing. It's a pity people are so blind that they can't see you are not the author of their problems. It's them along with Satan's help. So now we have come to that decisive point in history where all things must be made right again. Pride and arrogance must be exposed. Corruption must be purged. Men must be given again a new chance to choose right from wrong. I'm coming. It's time. And that's the end of his message. I hope that you will take this message to heart and share it with your children that are rebellious and blame God for all the problems in the world. How could a good God allow this? How could a good God allow that? Well, he's just explained why things happen the way they do. And it's something maybe that will help them come to terms with who the Lord truly is. He is love. But he is not going to stand by while abortions are committed and other things are committed without allowing the consequences to come back on the nation that does those evil things. So God bless you, YouTube family. Please pray for us. And please take this message to heart and pass it on to those who are constantly accusing God of being the evil one. I just want to mention to you that we are trying to get PDFs onto our website for all of you who want to see this message written. We're having a few issues doing that, so please be patient with us. But in the description at the bottom of this video, there is a link that goes straight to our website and numbers the PDFs, so you can download those if you want to. And for those of you who want to download these MP4 as a movie, there's a program called ClipGrab on the internet. Very simple, free. And all you do is you put the address from your browser at the top. You take the address and you copy it, paste it in to ClipGrab. And then it asks you, do you want an MP3, an audio file, or an MP4, a video file? So you make the choice and it'll make either an audio or a video file. And then there's a little button that says grab this clip. So you click on that and it downloads the whole video. So it's very simple to get a hold of these videos and also to get the script for them. God bless you, family.